Some of those ghosts can talk to each other, no matter what Murgan claims. One Eye began to bully the groggy Narion Singh up the steps.
I do believe this is going to work,
One Eye crowed. The combination of greys and lepers seemed the perfect device for exiting the thieves' garden, particularly now that the real greys were running around distracted.
I don't want to break your heart, old-timer, Goblin said, but I think we done been fished.
He was looking over his shoulder. One Eye looked back.
Shite!
A small flying carpet dropped toward them, accompanied by crows making no sounds at all. Soul Catcher, and her very stance suggested mischievous glee. She threw something.
Spread out! Goblin barked. Don't let those two get away!
He faced the descending carpet, heart in his throat. If it came to a direct face-off, he was going to get splattered like a stomped egg. He extended a gloved hand, caught the falling black globule, whipped his arm in a circle and launched the missile back into the sky. Soul Catcher shrieked, outraged. The people of Taglios did not have that kind of nerve. She drove the carpet to one side, avoiding the black globe. And well she moved when she did. Her luck had served her yet again. A screaming fireball ripped right through the space she had vacated. The same kind of fireball that had eaten all those holes in the palace wall and had set the bodies of so many men burning like bad fat candles. She continued to dive. Two more fireballs barely missed her. She put a tenement between herself and the sharpshooters. She was extremely angry, but did not let rage cloud her thinking. Above her, her crows began bursting like soundless fireworks. Blood, flesh, and feathers rained down. In seconds, she figured it out, conversing with herself in a committee of voices. They had not been hiding inside Chorbagan after all. She could not have caught anyone trying to slip away like this if they had not come in to retrieve something they did not want found.
They're here in the city.
But we haven't found them!
We haven't seen a trace or heard a rumor that they didn't want to reach our ears.
Until now. That takes wizardry. That bold little one.
That was the Toad Man.
Goblin.
Though the great general of the armies, Mogaba, assures us that he saw the body himself.
Who else is alive?
Could the great general himself be less trustworthy than he would like us to believe?
That was not possible. Mogaba had no other friends. He was committed in perpetuity. Soul Catcher brought her carpet to earth, stepped off, folded its light bamboo frame, rolled the carpet around that, surveyed the street. They had come down this way, from up there. What could they have wanted desperately enough to have exposed themselves so thoroughly? Anything they thought that important would be something she was bound to find very interesting herself. It took just one whispered word of power to illuminate the cellar. The squalor was appalling. Soul Catcher turned slowly. A man and his daughter, apparently. An old man and a young woman, anyway. One lamp, discarded clothing, a few handfuls of rice, some fish meal. Why the writing instruments and ink? What was this?